Today's topic is Building Blocks of Life, Cells and Tissue. In this topic, we will discuss about the definition of cell. We will recognize cell as the structural and fundamental unit of all living organism. We will discuss about the difference between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells, and also listed out some similarities and differences between a plant cell and animal cell. In this series, we will also discuss about the cell organelles and their function. We will also discuss about the importance of cell division. After that, we will define a tissue, how we can define it, and we will also discuss the different plants and animal tissues, and in last we will discuss about the stem cell technology. Cell is the basic structural and functional unit of life. It is very tiny and cannot be seen by our naked eye. It can be seen with the help of microscope. Microscope magnifies the cell to many times so that we can see the cell with our eyes. In 1665, Robert Hooke observed the compartment under his simple primitive microscope and called them cells. Cell, the invention of a microscope helped in the discovery of the cells. As I've just told you, Robert Hooke discovered the cell in 1665. He observed a thin piece of cork under his simple microscope. After that, soon cell theory was formulated by two German biologists, Schön, and the cell theory states that cell is the structural and functional unit of all living beings, and bodies of all organisms are composed of cell. All new cells arise by division of pre-existing cells. The function of an organism are an outcome of the combined activities and the interactions of the cells that make the organism. So, the cell may be defined as the structural and functional unit of living organism which is capable of independent existence. Here we have discussed about the cell theory and cell. There are two types of cell, prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. All cells have three basic parts in prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. Cell membrane, which limits the cell and gives its shape, DNA, which may be contained in a nucleus, fluid called cytoplasm filling in the space within the cell. So all the cell will have this three basic units: cytoplasm, cell membrane, and the DNA, which may be contained in the nucleus. Whether DNA of the cell lies in the cytoplasm or is enclosed with a nuclear membrane, cells may be termed as prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. First, we will discuss about the prokaryotic cell. Prokaryotic cells, these cells do not have a well-organized nucleus. The genetic material is a single molecule of DNA lying in the cytoplasm. Not only nuclear membrane absent, the cell organelles like mitochondria, lysosomes, endoplasmic reticulum, chloroplast, nucleolus are also not present in the prokaryotic cells. The best example for prokaryotic cells are bacteria and blue-green algae. But in case of eukaryotic cell, DNA is enclosed in a nuclear membrane forming a nucleus. The genetic material is made up of two or more DNA molecules, which are present as a network of chromatin fibers when the cell is not dividing. Membrane-bound organelles such as mitochondria, endoplasmic reticulum, lysosome, chloroplast, nucleolus are present within the cytoplasm. Examples for eukaryotic cells: cells of plants, fungi, protozoa, and animals. So now we discuss about the structure of a typical eukaryotic cell structure of a typical cell. Cells within the body of a multicellular organism differ in shape, size, and function, but have three basic parts: cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. You can see this figure into your books also. Parts common to both animal cells and plant cells in a tabular form you can see into your books, where we have mentioned the basic part of the cells, key features related to these basic parts, and their functions. Like in case of cell membrane, it is a thin, delicate membrane enclosing the cell. It forms outermost covering in animal cell and inner to cell wall in plant cell. It is selectively permeable. The function of cell membrane include selectively permeable, so allows only selected substances to pass in and out of the cell. It protects cell from injury. It maintains shape of a cell. After this, the basic part, cytoplasm, is translucent, homogeneous, colloidal, semi-fluid, filling the space between plasma membrane and nucleus. Cell organelles are present in it. It helps in manufacture and distribution of substance within the cell and in exchange of material between different cell organelles. In nucleus, when we see their key features, in nucleus, it is very small, located in or near the center of the cytoplasm. It is bound by a nuclear membrane. Network of chromosome present as chromatin in nucleus. One or more rounded nuclei present in the nucleus. What is the function of nucleus? It coordinates the activities of the entire cell. It contains the genetic material or DNA. Now, we discuss about the cell organelles found in cytoplasm. Endoplasmic reticulum is one of them. The key feature is irregular network of double membranes in the cytoplasm. Ribosome may be present on endoplasmic reticulum. It gives rigidity to the cell. It helps in the synthesis and transport of various protein and fats within the cell to the outside. Now, the ribosome. The key features of ribosome: granules either scattered freely in the cytoplasm or attached to the endoplasmic reticulum. And what is the function of the ribosome? It is a site for protein synthesis. Mitochondria, which is also called as powerhouse of the cell, the key feature is minute sausage shaped or rod shaped granular bodies scattered in the cytoplasm. The function of this mitochondria is it carry out cellular respiration. As I have already said that it is a powerhouse of the cell, because it energy gets released and stored in them during respiration. Golgi bodies, also one of the cell organelles found in cytoplasm. The key feature of it is stacks of flattened sacs or small vesicles generally located near the nucleus. Similar structure in a plant cell are called dictyosomes. It helps in the secretion and storage of substances such as enzymes and hormones. Lysosomes are small vesicles or sacs containing digestive enzymes which destroy and digest the worn out cell parts. The function of lysosomes is help to rapidly destroy and digest damaged cells and their parts. Hence, these are known as suicidal bags. They clean up the cell debris. Now, we'll discuss about the parts other than the organelles. The vacuoles and the granules are the non-living part of a cell. Vacuoles, these are fluid-filled membrane-bound spaces. They are large sized vacuoles in plants and smaller and fewer ones in animals. It helps in storage of water and other substances. In case of granules, these are small crystals, particles or droplets. These granules containing starch or fat that serve as a food for the cell. Now here we'll discuss about the parts found in plant cell only. Cell wall, which found in plant cell only, it is a outer rigid protective, supportive and semi-transparent covering of a plant cell made up of cellulose. It provides a definite shape and rigidity to the cell. It protects the plasma membrane and internal structure. Plastid, which is also one of the part we found in plant cell. Plastids are of three types: chloroplast, chromoplast and leucoplast. Chromoplast are green. Chromoplast contain yellow, orange or red colored pigment, and leucoplast are colorless plastids. Chloroplast, they possess photosynthetic pigments, chlorophyll and carotenoids. Chloroplast help in photosynthesis. Chromoplast provide color to the flowers and the fruits. Leucoplast help in the storage of food. The parts found in animal cell only, it is centrosome. Centrosome is a small body lying above the nucleus, consists of two small granules called centrioles. It participates in cell division and help in spindle formation during cell division. Protoplasm is the living substance of the cell. The nucleus and the cytoplasm together form the protoplasm. Now we just listed. Now we will list it out some difference between the plants and animal cells. Plant cell, when we take the feature of size and shape, plant cell larger in size and rectangular in shape, but animal cell small in size and oval in shape. Cell wall is made up of cellulose in plant cell, but in animal cell it is absent. Vacuoles are large in a mature plant cell. Usually a single large central vacuole is present, but in animal cells vacuoles are mostly absent, or if present it is small in size and scattered. Golgi bodies are well developed and present near nucleus in animal cell, but in plant cell they are diffused in the and also called as dictyosomes. Centrosome and centrioles are absent in plant cell, but in animal cell it is present. Plastid present in plant cell but absent in animal cell. Storage of reserve food. Reserve food is stored in the form of starch or oil. Reserve food is stored in the form of glycogen in animal cell. Now we'll discuss about the cell division, the production of new cell. Just as clothes wear out with time, continuously used utensils become weak and crack, so do the cells of the body wear out and need to be replaced. New cells are required not only for replacement of worn out cells, but also for repair of cuts and injuries, for growth and for reproduction. New cells are obtained through cell division, but how does a cell divide to give two new identical cells? Mainly there are two types of cell division, mitosis and meiosis. In mitosis, a cell gives rise to two identical daughter cells. Mitosis is needed for growth and repair of worn out parts, but in meiosis, cell division involved in production of sex cells which give rise to the egg in female and sperm in male. First we'll take mitosis in detail. In mitosis, major events of both kinds of cell division are largely similar in both animal and plant cell. We will describe mitosis in animal cell here. the chromosomal for this you can also read each step of the cell division and correlate with the figure in the chapter is given. The chromosomal material inside the nucleus condenses to form chromosome. The nuclear membrane disappears. The centrosome divide into two equal parts called centriole, each of which migrate to opposite side to orient the spindle which forms in the cytoplasm. A spindle of fibers appears between the centriole. Each chromosome consists of two chromatids which are held by centromere. The chromosome arranged in the middle or equator of the spindle. Centromere splits. The chromatids of each, that means daughter chromosome of each chromosome, now have their own centromere. The chromatid, now termed chromosome, separate from each other and subsequently move to the opposite poles of the spindle. Nuclear membrane reappears around each of the two new clusters of the chromatin material formed at the poles. In the middle of the cell, at the two sides, a furrow appears in the cell membrane. The furrow deepens to divide parent cell into two new identical daughter cells. There is two main differences in mitosis in a plant cell and an animal cell. In plant cell, there is no centrosome, but a spindle forms in the cytoplasm. Upon the completion of mitosis, the cytoplasm in plant cell does not constrict. Instead, a cell plate or a new cell wall is laid down in the cytoplasm in the middle of the cell. It divides the original cell into two daughter cells. So what is the significance of mitosis? The daughter cell receives the same number of chromosomes as the parent cell. In other words, we can say that mitosis is an equational division in which the two daughter cells are identical to each other and to their parent cell. Mitosis helps in wound healing and replacement of cells lost during wear and tear. It is responsible for the growth of an organism by addition of new cells. It is the method of asexual reproduction in single-celled organism like amoeba. Now, we'll take meiosis. Meiosis is necessary for sexual reproduction. In animals, meiosis takes place in reproductive organs such as testes and the ovary that produce eggs and sperms. And also in flowering plant, it occurs in the anthers and ovary to produce pollen grains and the ovule respectively. What are the stages of meiosis? See figure in your book 21.4. There you can easily see the sequential steps of meiosis and different stages of meiosis. In phase 1, two cells with half the number of chromosomes in each are formed at the end phase 1. This is therefore a reduction division. Phase 2, the second division is equational as in mitosis and produces four cells at the end, each with the half number of chromosome. Sequence of events during meiosis. First mitotic division involves chromatin fiber condenses into chromosome. The chromosome arrange in matching pairs. A matching pair means one chromosome have been received from the mother and the corresponding one received from the father. Both chromosome of a pair bear same genes but not necessarily the same allele. Each chromosome in such a pair is made up of two chromatids, as duplication of chromosome occur before cell division begins. Thus, each pair of chromosome is now a group of four chromatid. The nuclear membrane disappears. The homologous chromosome which had paired now begin to separate and move apart. The cytoplasm divides into two cells, each of which has the half the number of chromosomes originally present in the cell. Each chromosome is still made up of two chromatids as centromere has not divided. Meiosis 2 begins. It is exactly like mitosis. At the end of meiosis 2, four cells form, each with half the number of chromosomes of the parent cell. What is the significance of meiosis? During meiosis, the number of chromosomes is halved in the resulting sex cells, so that when the male cell and the female cell combine during fertilization, the normal number of chromosomes in the species is restored. Also, during meiosis, new combination of genes are obtained in the gamete that result from meiosis. Here we have discussed about the cell part. Now we'll discuss about the tissues. The house runs smooth when different members of the family and the helpers perform different household work. Similarly, different tissues perform different functions. Various tissues of an organism work in coordination with each other in order to perform different processes that occur in the body. A tissue can be defined as a group of cells similar in size, shape, performing the same function and having a common origin. Plants are able to produce new tissue throughout their life. Animals can replace only some tissues under certain conditions. Muscles of heart and nervous tissue can never be formed again if damaged. Plant tissue are of two types, meristematic tissue and permanent tissue in case of plant tissues. Meristematic tissues found at the growing points of plants, such as the tip of the root, stem and branches. The main characteristic of meristematic tissues is aggregate of living cells compactly arranged without intercellular spaces. They are thin walled and may be rounded, oval, polygonal or rectangular in shape. The cells are small and have a large nucleus. They are capable of dividing indefinitely and add new cells to the plant. They are usually found in the apex of roots and shoot. Now, the permanent tissue, it is made up of cells which have lost their ability to multiply, and the permanent tissue are of three types. The protective tissues, this is a thick layer or thick wall of cells, and it occurs on the surface of leaves, stems and roots. And the supporting tissues provide support to various parts of the plant. This tissue includes cells that fill up the interior of potatoes, which store food found in the leaf of stacks. Conducting tissue, it is also called the vascular tissue. It provides passage for the fluids to move up and down in the plant. It is of two types, xylem and phloem. The xylem is located more towards the center of the stem. It allows water and minerals absorbed from the soil to travel upwards in the plant. Phloem serves to conduct the food synthesized in the leaves to flow downward and upwards so that food reaches all other regions. Animal tissues, now we have discussed about the plant tissue, in which we have discussed about the meristematic tissue and permanent tissue. Permanent tissues are of three types. This is protective tissue, supporting tissue and conducting tissue. But in animal tissues, they are grouped into four main categories: epithelial, connective, muscular and nervous tissue. Epithelial, connective, muscular and nervous tissue. And epithelial tissues, these are the thin protective layer of the cells, and it generally located on the outer surface of the body, on the surface of the internal organs and the lining of the body cavities. There are three different distinct types of epithelial tissues: squamous, cuboidal, columnar, epithelial. So squamous is hexagonal or irregular in nature with thin walls, and the example and the location of the cell is outermost layer of the skin. It basically protect the underlying parts in the body and form injury from injury, harmful substances and from drying up. Cuboidal is thick cuboidal cells in nature. Some parts of kidney tubules and in glandular duct it is located, and the main function is secretion. In case of columnar epithelial, these are tall elongated cells, and at some places they have cilia at free ends, and inner lining of the stomach and the intestine and inner lining of trachea, they generally found there. What the function includes secretion, absorption, lashing, movement of cilia pushes the material forward. Muscular tissue consists of long narrow cells called muscle fiber. Muscle fiber are the muscle cells, and they are also named as because of their long fiber like shape. Muscles bring about movement of the body parts and locomotion in organism. In human beings, three types of muscles are present: striated muscle, unstriated muscles, and cardiac muscle. Striated muscles or striped muscle is for contraction under one control, so called voluntary muscle. Multinucleated cells show bundles of light and dark bands. It occurs in muscle of arms, leg, face, neck, and the function is it causes movements that are under the control of our will. Unstriped or unstriated, also called smooth muscles, as they lack transverse striations, movement not under our will, and hence called involuntary muscles. They are slender, tapering cells. Wall of blood vessels, urinary bladder, uterus, muscle of alimentary canal contract to push that soap food down. And the function of this movement of the parts or content of the part not under the control of our will. So striated muscle cause movement that are under the control of one's will, but in unstriated muscles it is under the not under the control of one's will. Cardiac muscles includes cardiac muscles occur in heart or you can say heart muscles, exclusively present in the heart. They contract and relax rapidly, rhythmically, and tirelessly, contracting and relaxing endlessly from early embryonic stage until death. Striped, seen on muscle fiber, short and branched, joined by intercalated disc, is the nature of these muscles. It occurs in heart muscles. It contract and relax on their own. Connective tissue, as the name suggests, connects organ. Basically, connective tissue has matrix. Connective tissue cells and connective tissue fibers. What are the example of these connective tissues are areolar tissue, adipose tissue, cartilage, bone, and blood. And what are the functions of connective tissue? As we all know, it binds different structure with one another. Tendon bind bone to muscle. Ligament connects bone. It forms a supporting framework, for example, in cartilage and bones in the body. Adipose connective tissue helps in storage of fats. It also forms shock-proof cushions around kidneys, ovaries, and eyeballs. Type of connective tissue are fibrous tissue, cartilage, bone, and fluid connective tissue. Fibrous tissue occurs in tendon, ligament, adipose tissue, and it connects muscle to bone, connect two bones packing and binding of most organs, and store fat. Cartilage in nose, ears, walls of windpipe, and at the end of long bones. It provides support and strength. Bone occurs in bone connective tissue in ribs, thigh, bone, backbone. It provides support and strength, help in movement. Fluid connective tissue occurs in blood and lymph. It helps in transport of gases and connect chemical substances, protection from disease causing germs. Nervous tissue, it is an important topic for the examination also. And nervous tissue consists of nerve cells or neurons. A bundle of nerve fiber or the axons of nerve cells forms nerves. A nerve cell or neuron is a structural and functional unit of nervous system. You can see the figure in your books, 21.10. A typical nerve cell consists of cell body or cytone, dendron and dendrites, axon. Cell body or cytone has a prominent nucleus and cytoplasm. Cell organelles like mitochondria, Golgi bodies are also present in the cytoplasm. Several thread-like extensions called dendrons arise from the cell body. One of them is long and called axon. The axon may be or may not be covered by myelin sheath or medullary sheath. This sheath is constricted at intervals, which are known as nodes of Ranvier. The space between axon endings of one nerve cell and the cell body or cytone of another nerve cell is the synapse. Now, the last topic is stem cell technology. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells in our body which have the capacity to undergo mitosis and differentiate into specialized cell types and can re-divide to produce more stem cells. Stem cells may be obtained from an embryo, the umbilical cord and bone marrow in adults. Medical research shows that the stem cell therapy can replace tissues damaged due to human disease. A number of adult stem cell therapies already exist, such as bone marrow transplant to treat blood cancer. Stem cells have potential uses to replace damaged tissue, to study human development, to test new drugs, to devise method of gene therapy.